From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 8th, 2020. This week, we have a trilling episode. That is, we feature the different trilling calls of two frog species that are indistinguishable to the naked eye. Have a listen for about 20 seconds to the two species' male breeding calls, and see if you know these two kinds of frogs. And here's a hint. Think of tall woody plants, and then the color of a rainy sky. If you guessed tree frogs, you're on the right track. And if you knew that the first call was the gray tree frog and the second was Cope's gray tree frog, you're a frog call phenom. The two frog species look identical, but they don't interbreed and they differ in the number of chromosomes in their cells. In Virginia, they have somewhat different ranges, with the gray tree frog typically found in about the middle half of the Commonwealth, and Cope's gray tree frog primarily found in the coastal plain and the far southwest. Those male breeding calls you heard are the usual way of distinguishing the two species. As their name implies, these amphibians live mostly in trees or shrubs, except during their spring and summer breeding season when they move to shallow, standing waters to mate. Both species are relatively small, from about 1 to 3 inches long. Both feed on various insects and other invertebrates, and both are colored gray, green, brown, or white, except for orange or yellow marks on their hind legs. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and to Lang Elliott's Nature Sound Studio for permission to use the Cope's gray tree frog sounds from the 2008 CD, The Calls of Virginia Frogs and Toads. We close this week with an extra sound. One that doesn't have anything to do with frogs, or even particularly with water, but results from a natural event occurring in southwestern Virginia this late spring that's too unusual not to mention, and too loud not to notice. That's the 2020 emergence of Brood 9 of the 17-year periodical cicada, bringing with it a chorus of mating calls by the male insects. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to that sound, recorded on a mountain trail near Blacksburg on June 4th. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, for information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.